And the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And this is one of those phrases where every clause is significant. Go somewhere you don't understand. That's the first thing. Get thee out of thy country. You know, back in the 1920s, there was a whole slew of American writers who ended up as expatriates in Paris, Hemingway among them, and Fitzgerald, yes, and a variety of others. It was very inexpensive in Paris at the time, and part of their transformation into great literary figures was the fact that they were out of their country, and now they could see what their country was, because you can't see what your country is until you leave it. So you have to go into the unknown, and that's God's first command. Go into the unknown, because you already know what you know. And that's not enough unless you think you're enough. And if you're not enough and you don't think you're enough, then you have to go where you haven't been. And so that's the first commandment to Abraham. It's like, okay, that's a good one. That makes perfect sense. Go to where you don't know. Yes. And from thy kindred. Well, what does that mean? It means grow up, right? That's what it means. It means get away from your family enough so that you can establish your independence. You know, I talk to people very frequently whose families have provided them with too much protection. And they know it themselves. And that means they're deprived of necessity. You know, one of the things that you see in the United States, for example, is that the children of first-generation immigrants often do better than their children. And the reason for that is that the children of first-generation immigrants have necessity driving them. And you don't know how much you need necessity to drive you, because maybe you're not very disciplined. And if a catastrophe doesn't immediately befall you if you don't act forthrightly today, then maybe you never act forthrightly, right? Because the gap between your foolishness and the punishment is lengthened by your unearned wealth, and so you never grow up and learn, and you have to get yourself away from your dependency in order to allow necessity to drive you forward. And that's to become independent and to become mature. And I think part of what's happening in our culture is that the force that's attacking the forthright movement forward of young men in particular is afraid of the power of men, because it's confused about the distinction between power and authority and competence. Like, a man who has authority and competence has power as a byproduct, but the authority and competence is everything. And people who can't understand that fail to make the distinction between power and authority of competence, and they're afraid of power, and so they destroy authority and competence. And that's a terrible thing, because we need authority and competence. What else is going to allow us to prevail in the long run? And so you get away from your country, and you get away from your kin, and from your father's house, right? And you go out there and you establish yourself in the world. It's a call to adventure. That's what the first lines in the Abrahamic story is, a call to adventure. So, great, unto a land that I will show you. I've been struck very hard by a number of writers, Carl Jung, obviously.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Among them, he wrote things like Nietzsche that, if you understand them, they just break you into pieces, you know? And one of the things that Jung understood and the psychoanalysts understand, it's one of the most terrifying elements of psychoanalytic thinking. It's very tightly allied with religious thinking, which is that you are not the master of your own house. There are spirits that dwell within you, meaning you have a will and you can exercise a certain amount of conscious control over your being, but there are all sorts of things that occur within you that seem to be beyond your capacity to control. Your dreams, for example, that's a really good example, or your impulses, for example, you might think of those as so foreign from you that they're not even, you don't even want them to be part of you. But more subtly even, how about what you're interested in, what compels you? Interest manifests itself and grips you. And so there's a calling in you towards what you're compelled by and what you're interested in. And sometimes that might be very dark and sometimes not, but you're compelled forward by your interest. And so the idea that what moves you away from your country and your father's house and the comforts of your childhood home is something that's beyond you and that you listen to and hearken to. That's exactly right. And you can say, well, I don't want to call that God. It's like, it doesn't matter what you call it exactly. It doesn't matter to what it is, what it's called. It still is. And if you don't listen to it, that's the other thing. If you don't listen to it, and I've been a clinician and talked to enough people now, as old as I am, to know this absolutely. If you do not listen to that thing that beckons you forward, you will pay for it like you cannot possibly imagine. You'll have everything that's terrible about life in your life and nothing about it that's good. And worse, you'll know that it was your fault and that you squandered what you could have had. So this is not only a calling forth, but a warning unto a land that I will show thee. And that's it, that I will show thee. And you don't want to be too concrete about this, you know. There's all sorts of new territories that you can inhabit. There's abstract and conceptual territories. If you go to university and you study biology or you study physics or any discipline, you're in a territory, right? You're in the territory that all the scholars have established. And then as you master the discipline, you move out beyond the established territory into the unknown. And that's a new land, right? Maybe it's even a land of your enemies, for that matter. But it's a new land. The frontier is always in front of you. And so the frontier is a place that never disappears, and the land that's beyond the land that you know is always there, and it's always where you should go. And all of that's packed into these, what, four phrases.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.